Papa. Be strong.
Yes, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Be strong and possess the land.
The Word of God on One Love Radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Lusaka residents question where CDF funds go. NGOCC worried over United States aid withdrawal. In international headlines, aid cards will push Nigerians into arms of Boko Haram militants. And in sports, Mixed Martial Arts Zambia National Amateur League 7 is set to take place. And other news in detail. Some residents of Lusaka have questioned where the constituency development funds for the area goes, as they do not see meaningful development in their constituencies. Mr. Bandai, resident of Apex Hill, has alleged that there is zero development in the area under the new Dawn government. He has bemoaned the deplorable state of the Dream Valley Road in the area that has potholes.
Kulibeva mne vichitika, sinigana meboza, kuna kwa tu kwa ibeksu, kulibeva mne vichitika, deni wa MP watu wakuno, ni wa Foreign Affairs Minister wa Mulambo Haimbe. So anaoneke po choka time mne tina wavotera kuna kwa tu. In terms of CDF, kuna kwa tu siwoneka kwa ibeksu, saidi kunyua meka ni basi, kulibeva mne vichitika, sinzo tinda wa matamaki, wanaapanga kudala, napeza kuli matamaki kudala, so sinzo wa mne vichitika. Nilodia, ili mapotu wazima ningi, vashita shea, ninawiki mpo. Shakucha. So sinizo waminafunga kuhikonza irodi ya dinemvali kani wa maiki mposha kani wa mlambo haimbe sinizi wa CDF siwa malaiti kuno kwatu sinizi wa vanevichiti kamandi tezo vila timjuni ya zanka stable au ya fenderako julai cash for work siwoneka CDF siwoneka.
And the resident of Lusaka's Kanyama area, Mr. Chikwelete Hachipuka, has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to hold all councillors accountable and ensure the people in charge of CDF utilize the funds for the intended purposes. He has lamented that there is no meaningful development in his area.
My president, waitane makansela wonze makani wachite reports one by one kulingana na CDF wamene na sevenza zinangu ndrama zina sevenza according za CDF. So we are appealing wamene ama anganila makansela zi including my MPs muno mwaka nyama ma president wazati uzavo chita kuti yee wanangati wazakutila kundrama inachoka CDF yee zoona indrama ina sevenza zoona hapa inachita recover wazati uza otherwise ni eli ya mene nilili road ya mponda mali kumplena beja mene naona please a president nangati kuli mtu wa mene mtu umashita anga nila vija kuringa na mamene unavutikila pani kugona umasel for 120 days wina nkusana gona kuti ya kalama za mtende gentlemen wake up maazwa kubena kusipa nzako.
Mandevu Member of Parliament Christopher Shakafuswa has encouraged schools and other public institutions in the constituency to acquire title deeds for their underdeveloped land. Mr. Shakafuswa made the remarks during an inspection of the ongoing construction of a 1x3 classroom block at Ngwelele Primary School, where the head teacher revealed that part of the school's land had been encroached upon. The MP emphasized that securing legal documentation provision for institutional land is essential to prevent individuals from encroaching or claiming ownership of public property.
We have seen with dismay a number of government properties, especially schools, being encroached upon. Before you know it, an individual would have gotten a title deed. So school managers must be in the forefront to ensure that they protect our pieces of land. But as an office, we'll give you a donation of 1,000 blocks to start it. Tell us how much more materials you need. We'll work together to coordinate with the business community in Garden here.
Nalolo Town Council is dismayed with the low repayment of the Constituency Development Fund CDF loans by the beneficiaries who accessed the empowerment funds from 2022 to 2024. Council Public Relations Officer Bartison Kandimba has reviewed that the local authority has disbursed a total of 8,704,175 kwacha in form of loans under CDF component to 90 beneficiaries from 2022 to 2024. Mr. Kandimba says in 2022, 30 beneficiaries got the CDF loans amounting to 2,550,165 kwacha, but to date only about 296,055 kwacha has been recovered from 20 beneficiaries, leaving a balance of 2,349,468 kwacha 48 ngwe unpaid. He says under the 2023 CDF allocation, 36 beneficiaries got loans amounting to 3,397,010 kwacha, but to date only 85,527.71 kwacha has been recovered from 13 beneficiaries, leaving a balance of 3,311,482 kwacha 29 ngwe.
Further, in 2024, a total of 24 beneficiaries received loans amounting to 2,757,000 kwacha, but to date only about 10,000 kwacha has been recovered from one beneficiary, leaving a balance of 2,747,000 kwacha. In view of this, the local authority is yet to recover over 8.7 million kwacha disbursed as loans to 90 beneficiaries in the last 3 years. The council has since been left with no option but will institute effective loan recovery measures like issuing demand notices to all the defaulters to address the aspect of weak enforcement of penalty provisions, which has led to significant outstanding balances on the loan beneficiaries. Council wishes to appeal to all the beneficiaries of the CDF loans in the last 3 years to pay back the money to avoid punitive measures. Government has announced the suspension of the CDF loans for the year 2026 until those who borrowed pay back.
The Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communication has reminded all public relations and communication practitioners, as well as employers of communication professionals, of the mandatory requirement to adhere to the Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communication Act and Code of Ethics. Institute Chief Executive Officer Nimon Simukanga Mulea notes that communication plays a center role in national development, institutional credibility, as well as business success. He notes that therefore communication must be managed and executed by qualified professionals operating within a regulated framework guided by the law and ethical best practices.
And so, in line with our mandate, ZIPRAC will intensify compliance monitoring and enforcement mechanism to ensure that all practicing professionals are duly registered, licensed, and are compliant with the ZIPRAC Act. Employers are equally urged to ensure that individuals serving in communication functions within their organizations are professionally qualified, registered with ZIPRAC, and uphold the highest standards of ethical practice.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, is